ginger cat, a purple dog that wears spats. They're living out in the hall, and I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore, more.
Bonjour à tous, c'est Ringo Bignol pour We Want To Radio. C'était le Velvet Underground avec I Can't Stand It. Il faut que j'améliore mon accent. Ce morceau alors enregistré en 1969 et ressorti qu'on a découvert en 1985 sur l'album View. Des chutes de studio, des morceaux dont on ne connaissait que des versions live. On terminera l'émission avec une grande page Velvet Underground. Donc on en parlera un peu plus tard. Avant ça, on a une grande page agenda avec pas mal de concerts à Caen, Paris. Il y a les Trans qui commencent bientôt aussi. Wilfried joue bientôt, il joue bientôt à Paris dans une patinoire. On va s'écouter Dans les bois, extrait de son dernier album Matrice, que j'attends toujours car je ne l'ai toujours pas reçu.
away from you. Here is my trial of men far. Those with whom I love, I cry, I drink. I need those with you, I exist. Now it's like an empty space, but hope still lives.
Thank you.
soul sisters on earth. And we'll lead the way again. We are faster than you. And you know that we are soul sisters on earth.
FM Belfast, we are faster than you. FM Belfast, ils sont en concert ce mardi au BBC. Pas mal de choses à Caen, en tout cas ce soir-là, puisque juste avant à 19h, il y a l'église Saint-Nicolas Grand Parc. Alors, toujours pas de morceau à passer de Grand Parc. Et qui fait la première partie de Laetitia Sheriff. Bon, dans l'idéal, le but, ce serait d'aller voir Grand Parc et après de foncer au BBC pour voir Jaguars, qui fait la première partie d'FM Belfast, puis FM Belfast. Juste avant, on a écouté Samba de la Muerte avec For My Friend, extrait de son EP 4, qui sort demain. Je ne sais pas s'il y aura une version physique, mais vraiment encore un superbe EP de Samba de la Muerte. Et juste avant, donc, Wilfried dans les bois. Il jouera, lui, le 6 décembre, crois-je. Oui, c'est ça, c'est le début des trans, d'ailleurs, le 6 décembre. Et il jouera avec Égyptologie dans une patinoire, et donc pas dans les bois, comme l'indiquait son titre. On va faire un petit point agenda, justement, rapidement, pour compléter tout ça. On aura Ty Segall et White Fence qui passent le 3 décembre à la Maroquinerie, et Bic qui lui joue le lendemain, toujours à la Maroquinerie. Les Parisiens ont de la chance. Les trans, eh ben, on va en parler. Déjà, on en a parlé puisqu'il y a Samba de la Muerte qui sera le samedi 7 décembre. Ce sera, je ne sais plus comment s'appelle ce lieu, mais c'est dans le centre-ville et c'est gratuit. Et il y a aussi les bars en trans. Alors, la prog des trans m'emballe pas trop, mais celle des bars en trans me plaît beaucoup. Il y a notamment le 6 décembre à l'Artiste Assoiffé. Il y a Orval Carlos Sibelius qui a fait un super concert hier au Cargo. Il y a aussi Sudden Death of Stars, c'est au même endroit. Et ben voilà, donc on va s'écouter Super Data. We'll be right back. les Triptides avec Tapestry, extrait de leur tout nouvel album qui s'appelle Predictions, qui vient de sortir sur le label Roll On. Un super album, vraiment, vraiment très très bien. Il n'y a aucune actualité de concert prévue pour eux par chez nous, mais voilà, ça, j'avais juste envie de le passer. Et juste avant donc le 6 décembre à Rennes, à l'artiste assoiffé dans le cadre des Bars en Trance, Orval Carlos Sibelius et Sudden Death of Stars. Et le morceau de Sudden Death of Stars, c'était tout, extrait de Getting Up, Going Down, qui est sorti, je crois, en début d'année ou l'année dernière sur Close Up Records. On va, avant de passer à la page Velvet, je vais faire un petit tour de tout ce qui se passe en Normandie. Enfin, je vais récapituler certaines choses. Donc, mardi 26 novembre, Grand Parc à 19h avec Laetitia Sheriff à l'église Saint-Nicolas, puis au BBC Jaguars et FM Belfast dans le cadre des Boréales. Le 27 novembre à Necalvi au Cargo, c'est complet d'après ce que je crois avoir entendu. Le vendredi 29 novembre, c'est la tournée des Trans à Caen avec Disco Anti-Napoléon, My Summer Bee, on passe souvent des morceaux, et Dead. C'est bien sûr gratuit. Le lendemain, m'a-t-on annoncé, il y a la même chose, enfin une tournée des Trans qui passe aussi au Normandie à Saint-Lô, avec notamment les Superettes, qui sont chez Requiem pour un Twister, et Expo. Le 1er décembre, Agnès Obel, toujours dans le cadre des Boréales. Le 1er décembre, chez Michou, donc c'est EQS qui organise Clockwork of the Moon, Flashbang Band, Ashcut et We Shot the Drummer. Ce sera bien sûr à prix libre. Le lundi 2 décembre, l'open mic Happy Demon, hein, le 21e ou quelque chose comme ça. Et après, il y aura les Trans. Pour l'instant, il n'est prévu pour moi d'y aller que le vendredi pour les Barons Trans et le samedi après-midi pour Samba de la Muerte. J'ai parlé tout à l'heure de Bic. Et bien, je ne peux résister à vous passer Mono. Avec Mono, Bic en concert donc le 4 décembre à la Maroquinerie de la ville Lumière. Fini 2013, on remonte dans le temps. En 1967, le Velvet sortait bien sûr son premier album, l'album à la banane, avec Nico. On va s'écouter All Tomorrow's Parties.
Blackened shroud, a hair. and me done out of rags and tricks a costume. Fit for one who sits and cries for all tomorrow's party.
All Tomorrow's Parties sur l'album The Velvet Underground, Nico, de 1967. Je ne vais sélectionner qu'un morceau par album de la période Verve. Je vais arrêter de parler un petit peu. Donc, il va y avoir un morceau de White Light, White Heat, The Gift, de 1968. Il va y avoir ensuite un autre morceau de The Velvet Underground, le troisième album. Et je vais quand même m'échapper de cette période Verve pour passer un morceau de l'audit, sinon ce ne serait pas drôle. Donc, on va s'écouter The Gift et c'est parti pour regarder 25 minutes de Velvet.
Waldo Jeffers had reached his limit. It was now mid-August. Jumenti had been separated from Marcia for more than 2 months. 2 months, all he had to show were 3 dog-eared letters and 2 very expensive long-distance phone calls. True, when school had ended and she'd returned to Wisconsin, due to Locust, Pennsylvania, she had sworn to maintain a certain fidelity. She would date occasionally, but merely as amusement. She would remain faithful. But lately, Waldo had begun to worry. He had trouble sleeping at nights. And when he did, he had horrible dreams. He lay awake at night, tossing and turning underneath his pleated quilt protector, tears welling in his eyes as he pictured Marcia, her sworn vows overcome by liquor and the smooth soothings of some Neanderthal, finally submitting to the final caresses of sexual living. It was more than human mind could bear. Visions of Marcia's faithlessness haunted him. Daytime fantasies of sexual abandon permeated his thoughts. And the thing was, they wouldn't understand how she really was. He, Waldo, alone understood this. He had intuitively grasped every nook and cranny of her psyche. It made her smile. She needed him. I just finished mowing and edging the other six lawn for $1.50, and I checked the mailbox to see if there was a piece of work in Marcia. There was nothing but a circular from the Marginated Union Company of America inquiring into his own needs. At least they cared enough to write. It was a New York company. You could go anywhere in the mails. Then it struck him. He didn't have enough money to go to Wisconsin in the accepted fashion, true. Why not mail himself? It was absurd to see. He would ship himself parcel post special delivery. The next day, Waldo went to the supermarket to purchase pieces for him. He bought a master tape, a staple gun, and a medium-sized cardboard box just right for a person of his build. He judged that with a minimum of jostling, he could ride quite comfortably. A few air holes, some water, a husband made snacks, and it would probably be as good as going tourist. By Friday afternoon, Waldo was set. He was thoroughly packed and the post office had agreed to pick him up at 3 o'clock. He'd marked the package fragile, and as he sat curled up inside, resting on a foam rubber cushion in the trouble, he tried to picture the look of awe and happiness on Marcia's face as she opened the door, saw the package, tipped the deliverer, and then opened it to see her Waldo finally there in person. She would kiss him, and then maybe they could see a movie. If he'd only thought of this before. Suddenly, rough hands gripped his package, and he felt himself borne up. He landed with a thud in the truck, and was off. Marcia Bronson had just finished setting her hair. It had been a very rough weekend. She had to remember not to drink like that. Bill had been nice about it, though. A after it was over, he said he still respected her, and after all, it was certainly the way of nature. And even though, no, he didn't love her, he did feel an affection for her. And after all, they were grown adults. Oh, and Bill could teach grown adults. But that seemed many years ago. She looked like her very, very best friend. Walked in through the porch screen door and into the kitchen. Oh God, it's absolutely modern outside. I know what you mean. I feel all the heat. Marcia tightened the belt on her cotton cloak with the silk under it. Sheila ran her finger over some salt grains on the kitchen table, licked her finger and made a face. I'm supposed to be taking these salt pills, but they make me feel like throwing up. Marcia started to pat herself in the gym, the exercise she'd seen on television. God, don't even talk about that. She got up from the table and went to the sink where she picked up a bottle of pink and blue vitamins. Want one? Supposed to be better than steak. And then attempted to touch her nose. I don't think I'll ever touch a daiquiri again. She gave up and sat down, this time near the small table that supported the telephone. Maybe Bill will call, she said to Sheila's glass. Sheila nibbled on the food. After last night, I thought maybe you'd be through with him. I know what you mean. My God, he's like an octopus, hands all over the place. She gestured, raising her arms upward in defense. The thing is, after a while, you get tired of fighting with him. And after all, I didn't really do anything Friday and Saturday, so I kind of hold you to him. You know what I mean? She's starting to scratch. Sheila was giggling with her hand over her mouth. I tell you, I felt the same way. And even after a while, she came forward and whispered, I want you to come. Now she was laughing. It was at this point that Mr. Jameson of the Clarence Darrow Post Office rang the doorbell of the large sticker covered frame house. When Marsha Bronson opened the door, he helped her carry the package in. He had his yellow and his green slips of paper signed and left the 15-cent tip that Marsha had gotten out of her mother's small beige pocketbook in the den. What do you think it is? Sheila asked. Marsha stood with her arms folded behind her back. She stared at the brown cardboard carton and suddenly blew the room. I don't know. Inside the package, Waldo quivered with excitement as he was hearing the voices. Sheila ran her fingernail over the mask and tape and ran down the center of the carpet. Why don't you look at the return address and see who it's from? Waldo felt his heart beating. He could feel the vibrating footsteps. Marsha walked around the carton and read the ink scratched label. Oh, God, it's from Waldo! Waldo trembled with expectation. Well, you might as well open it, said Sheila. Both of them tried to lift the staple flap. You must have made it shut. They tugged in the flap again. My God, you need a power drill to get this thing open. Again. Can't get a grip. They both stood still, breathing heavily. Why don't you get a scissor, said Sheila. Marsha ran to the kitchen, but all she could find was a good sewing system. Then she remembered that her father kept a collection of tools in the basement. She ran downstairs, and when she came back up, she had a large sheet metal cutter in her hand. This is the best I could find. Here, you do it. I'm gonna die. She sank into a large fluffy couch and exhaled noisily. Sheila tried to make a slit between the masking tape and then the cardboard flap. The blade was too big and there wasn't enough room. God damn this thing, then smiling, I got an idea. Watch, said Waldo. Just watch, said Sheila, touching her finger to her hand. Inside the package, Waldo was so transfixed with excitement that he barely breathed. His skin fell quickly from the heat. He could feel his heart beating in his throat. It would be soon. Sheila stood quite upright and walked around to the other side of the package. Then she sank down to her knees, grasped the cutter by both handles, took a deep breath, and plunged the long blade through the middle of the package, through the masking tape, through the cardboard, through the cushioning, and right through the center of Waldo Jeffers' head, which split slightly and caused little rhythmic arcs of red to pulsate gently in the morning sun. We'll be right back.
best friend. Certainly not the average girl. She's my best friend. Understands me when I'm falling down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to be that way. Down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to know that that kind of fella is the newspaper Joe. Dropped his teeth on the floor, caught his hand in the door. Guess that's the way the news goes. If you want to see me, sorry but I'm not around. If you want to leave me, turn around and by the window where the light is. She's my best friend, better than a dog or car. She's my best friend, understands me when I'm falling down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to be that way. Down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to know that that kind of fella is a Mulberry Jane. Somebody cut off her feet, not jelly rolls in the street. If you want to see me, sorry but I'm not around. If you want to be me, turn around down by the window where the light is. She's my best friend, certainly not the average. She's my best friend, understands me when I'm falling.
Many paths have crossed between us. I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came before.
I Found a Reason, mon morceau préféré du Velvet, c'était bien sûr sur l'album Loaded, sorti en 1970, juste avant She's My Best Friend, qui doit dater des sessions de 1969, mais qui avait été réédité, enfin regroupé sur l'album View, et bien sûr avant What Goes On sur le troisième album du Velvet. Serge est arrivé, il y aura donc un pop-up the volume tout à l'heure. On va se quitter sur une autre merveille du Velvet, alors c'est Ride Into the Sun. Il y a pas mal de versions qui circulent de ce morceau. Il y en a une qui était sur un CD promo offert à la Fnac dans les années 90. On va s'écouter cette version. Je vous souhaite à tous, alors c'est Ride Into the Sun, Lou Reed Into the Sun. On y voit ce qu'on veut. Bonne semaine à tous et à très bientôt.
Looking for another chain. Looking for a sign. Looking for another chance to ride into the sun. Ride into the sun. Ride into the sun. Ride into the sun. Another chance.